Welcome to the Work Camper Show, brought to you by WorkCamper.com. This podcast helps you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. Each one of our episodes will introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to work camping opportunities all around the U.S. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Today I'm interviewing a couple who's been RVing and work camping for 3 years. They've held a variety of interesting and profitable jobs while on their journey to discover the ideal place to live. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News. If you have more questions than answers when it comes to work camping and the RVing lifestyle, then don't worry, Work Camper News has your back. Attend a free monthly Work Camping Q&A webinar to get your questions answered. Each month, the knowledgeable team behind WorkCamper.com hosts a free live webinar where they answer questions submitted by folks just like you who are learning about the RV lifestyle, just getting started, or have been work camping for a while. They cover topics like what kind of work camping jobs are available, what do those jobs pay, tips for writing a work camper resume, questions to ask an employer, what type of RV is best, how to get your mail as an RVer, and much more. In the description of each video, you'll find the list of questions that were answered so you can quickly jump to the sections you want to hear. Register for the next live webinar at workcamper.com/answers. Or listen to detailed answers now by watching the recordings of past Q&A webinars on the Work Camper News YouTube channel at youtube.com/workcamper. Then click on the Q&A on Work Camping playlist. Ted and Ursula Raymond are originally from Southern Oregon. They started RVing 3 years ago after a fire destroyed 2,200 homes in their community. Since then, they've been on what Ursula calls the world's longest house hunting trip. The couple has held some really interesting jobs in addition to traditional work camping positions, such as being camp hosts. They've inspected boats, guarded gates, and even sold Christmas trees in San Francisco. However, their favorite job was working at a brewery in Maine that has its own RV park. The Raymonds have spent some time in the deserts of Arizona, along the coast of Maine, in the stillness of Death Valley, enjoying the mountains of Colorado, relaxing along the Gulf shores of Alabama, and they discovered unexpected beauty in Arkansas. They currently live in Texas, but will soon leave for a return trip to Maine. To tell us more about their adventure and what they like most about work camping, please welcome Ted and Ursula Raymond to the show. Thanks for joining me today, Ursula. I really appreciate the time. Tell me a little bit about yourself, like where you're from.
Yeah, my husband and I are from Oregon originally, Southern Oregon, to be exact. We have been on the road for 3 years now. We left after a fire destroyed 2,200 homes in our hometown.
Oh.
And as my husband likes to say, we are on the world's longest house hunting trip.
That's funny. 3 years on the road. Have you been work camping the entire time?
The first 3 months, we did what everyone does when they start RVing, and we explored and went to national parks and went and visited family. I have family in Arizona and things like that. And then it got really hot when we were in Moab, Utah. And my husband said to me, find us a job somewhere a little bit cooler. So me being me, I do things in extreme. I found us a job at 10,500 feet in Leadville, Colorado.
Oh, that sounds like a fun job.
My husband was a camp host for Turquoise Lake, and I was a boat inspector because Colorado has a very strict boating rules as far as trying to keep out invasive species. So I got certified as a boating inspector, and I worked there for the summer.
You told me earlier that you've had a number of work camping jobs over the years. What have your favorites been?
So I would say we did Colorado twice. So that was really fun. Being on the lakes up that high is really nice. Then we did Christmas trees in San Francisco, which was actually really fun. Super fast paced. We were there for less than 6 weeks and we sold 1,800 Christmas trees.
Holy.
And then this last summer, we were in Booth Bay, Maine, working for Booth Bay Craft Brewery and RV Park for the Mitchells, which I have to say is probably my all-time favorite. Nothing better than working at a brewery and an RV park.
I just interviewed them not too long ago.
Yeah, I heard that interview with Riley. He's a great guy.
Super. And Booth Bay is a beautiful place to visit. I wish I could spend like an entire summer up there. That would be fascinating.
I know someone that hires work campers.
There you go. Super.
That's why we chose Maine, because being from Oregon, we'd never been on the East Coast. And so it was one of those like, go somewhere that's completely opposite side of the...
What attracted you to this lifestyle?
For us, we're on the younger side, so we don't have any retirement or anything like that. So in order to fund our travel bug, we have to work. And work camping is great because you pick a spot that you like. And then I look at every single ad on the work campers that comes up, and I just weed them out and then eventually start applying to the ones that fit where we want to be. And it's just such a great way to not have to spend a bunch of money, but still get to see cool places.
I agree. It does open the door to do some fun travel. And what I like most about it is you're in one area for a longer period of time and you can really immerse yourself in that culture.
Exactly. That's how Maine was for us, definitely, because we were there for 6 months.
What type of RV did you select or finally decide on?
So we started out with a small bumper pull, probably 19 foot, but it didn't have a bedroom door and it just didn't work because I'm an early morning person and my husband's late night. So we ended up, when we were in Texas, and we ended up trading that for a 32 foot bumper pull east to west Alta that has a bedroom door and it's just more space. It's a little bit easier to live in with two people.
32 feet's a good size.
Yeah, the reason we put 32 feet is that I don't know if a lot of people know this, but if you want to work at any of the national park ones like we did in Colorado, if anything's over 34 to 40 feet, most likely they won't take you.
I had heard that.
Because they don't have room for it.
Yeah, the sites are smaller. They were built decades ago.
Exactly. So we knew that going into it, that we wanted to be able to fit into any site that we could.
What are some of the favorite places that you visited?
We're national park junkies. Oregon Pipes Cactus National Monument in Arizona was actually beautiful. We went there in April, and so that's when all the cactuses were blooming, so they had their flower crowns on. Arcadia, this summer, we got to go at the end of the season, so it wasn't as crowded, and that was really cool.
That's in Maine.
That's in Maine, yeah. That's one of the older national parks, I believe. And then, of course, Death Valley was pretty cool. Joshua Tree. Yeah, and then we've discovered places that we never thought we would like Arkansas is amazing. It's beautiful. Don't tell anyone.
Exactly. It is one of those hidden gems that people don't even consider. It's not even on their radar. And it is a very beautiful state.
Yeah. And Tennessee is also one of those. It's really cool.
I like the ability to travel around and just spend a little time in a bunch of places. Have you found a place that you would ever consider settling down?
I think for us at this point, we're leaning towards Tennessee. Just because it's so beautiful. But Arkansas is not off the list. We did spend this summer in the Gulf Shores, Floribama. They call it the Redneck Riviera this winter, actually. And it was pretty cool, too. But I think their summers are super hot. So,
what are you doing right now?
So right now, we are actually gate guarding in Texas. Okay. So we're in our RV and it's a 24-hour gate. So my husband works the night shift. He works from 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. And then I work 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we check the guys in and out that are working the oil rigs.
Okay. So it's not really hard work.
I've already had 6 trucks probably since we started talking.
My goodness. So it's a busy gate.
It is busy. Yeah. And it's nice because we're gate guarding, we don't spend a lot of money. So it's a good way to save up for travel. They provide a generator, they provide the gas, they provide a little sewer situation and water for us. So we don't have to pay for any of that. And then we get paid a wage. We get paid $240 a day.
That's very lucrative. It's one of the best work camping jobs that's out there.
It is. And I actually got to meet the owner who's for Timekeepers, Sean, and he's owned the business for 33 years.
Wow.
And he actually started out as a gate guard himself.
When you're doing gate guarding, and because it's 24 hours a day, do you ever get days off?
No.
No. Okay. So do you commit to shorter periods of time to work?
We do about 90 days is our cap on that.
Okay.
So one of us can leave. So there has to be someone here at all times. So one of us can leave and go to the grocery store and get the supplies that we need, but one of us always has to be here. So it definitely is a test in patience, but it's beautiful out here and you can go on walks, and we have a TRX so we can keep mobile, keep moving, keep exercise up, but definitely no more than 90 days at this stage.
Are you at the same location for 90 days, or do they move you to different locations based on the workflow? They're involved in different things.
Yeah, it depends. So last year we did it, and we were actually at three different locations. So we did three different, what they call fracks. So that's when they're drilling into the earth to find oil. And those are pretty busy because you have a lot of sand trucks going in and out. So we were at three different locations on those. This year, so far, we've only been at this gate, but this gate is actually a hub for one of the main companies. So they actually have some of their big boss men live here on site, and they store a lot of their equipment here. So this is a gate that we'll probably be at until we leave.
Okay. The best part about the lucrative pay, the $240 a day, is I've heard of other work campers just spending like 90 days. That brings in $7,000 and then going off to play for 3 to 4 months and then coming back and doing it again. Is that what you're planning to do?
Yeah, so we're going to leave here and we're going to go actually back to Bush Bay. And then we're hoping at some point to find another Christmas tree job. And then we'll come back here. We like to come here in January, and because it's not as hot. So the months of January, February, March are perfect for gate guarding because you're not in the heat.
What part of Texas are you in?
Southwest Texas, about 100 miles north of Laredo.
Okay.
In fact, right now we're about 40 miles from Eagle Pass, which is all over the news, so everyone probably knows where that is.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. When you're selling Christmas trees, what are you doing for that job?
So the Christmas trees, we lived on the lot. And then we checked in the trees, we priced them, and then we sold them. My husband was in charge of the sellers and in charge of the trees. And then I did all of the books and the money and all that stuff.
Okay. And you sold how many trees in how many weeks?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was saying we sold 1,800 Christmas trees in 42 days. So they all have to get checked in, measured, priced, and then checked out and tied on the roof of someone's car and taken home. So it's a lot of work, but pretty lucrative for a short gig.
It sounds like it. Does it pay very good?
It does, yeah. I got paid, around $4,000? Plus we got a really nice bonus, so that was nice too. So it ended up being about $7,000 for 4 weeks.
So you're finding these very lucrative jobs wherever you go, it sounds like.
Well, like I told you earlier, I'm really into the Work Campers website. I get notifications every day of the jobs available. I read every single ad, believe it or not. And then I basically pick, okay, where are we going next? What jobs fit our lifestyles? And then because we are, like I said, not retired, I do all the math and make sure that it works for us, because some jobs that would work for us might not work for someone else.
So when you leave this job, you said you're going back up to Maine to work at the brewery?
Yeah, we're going to work for the Mitchells again.
Okay. What kinds of things do you do for them?
So my husband and I have a background in restaurants. we both, my husband was a chef and I was an event planner and a server. So we work in the restaurant. We both work at Pizza Oven. We also both work out front. We bartend pretty much anything that they need us to do. Last year, the Mitchells went to a wedding. So Ted and I made sure that the bathrooms and the bathhouses were clean and just anything that they need us to do because it's such a great opportunity.
Does that job allow you to collect tips as well?
It does, yes.
So that is another lucrative position, as if I recall talking to Riley,
yes,
that you can make several hundred dollars a night.
It is. And as they're such great people. We didn't expect it, but during Christmas, all of a sudden, a bonus showed up in our bank account.
Wow.
So they gave us a surprise bonus, which was just really awesome and helpful and just so sweet.
And probably played a key role in your decision to come back for this year.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. The jobs aren't like super duper easy. If you're willing to do the time and the work, you can make some money on the road for sure.
I can imagine you would. Have you faced any challenges on the road?
Yeah. RV, things are going to happen. Things break. Actually, when we were coming in here, we were coming in a little hot. When we made the turn to park our rig, our back wheel brake shoe fell off.
Uh-oh.
The truck rebuilt my brakes in the last 3 days, so I wouldn't... you need to be handy.
Yeah, we've had to replace our batteries, because when we're in the West, we do a lot of boondocking. Definitely, like, living in a small space with your significant other can be trying at times. So you have to learn how to, like, deal with making time for space. And then especially like when you're working jobs like this one, where we're in the same space all day long, or even like Boost Bay, where we're working together all day long. So, you know, it definitely has its challenges, but I feel like the rewards outweigh the challenges.
It sounds like it. Did you have any special training to handle the maintenance and things like that with the RV, or did you just pick it up as you went?
My husband has been going to the University of YouTube.
Okay. You can get certified in anything for that.
I wouldn't say I was a mechanic, but I did all my own home maintenance. And when I was younger, I had any number of less than optimum automobiles when I was in my 20s. So I've done a lot of automotive repair when I was younger. So it's taken me back to that.
Well, that's a good skill set you can use when you're RVing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you had said
I haven't done a brake job since I was about 25. I just paid people for that when I was working regular, but now I'm back to doing that kind of stuff myself.
When you had said you're doing a lot of boondocking, did that mean that you had to install solar power and other equipment to your RV?
Sure. We haven't splurged for the solar yet. We do have a generator, and we have two lithium batteries to help out with that.
What are some of the perks that you've been able to enjoy as work campers?
I spent two summers camped in Colorado in campgrounds that normally you're only allowed at the very most to get 2 weeks of summer.
That's a good point, yes.
Twin Lakes, Colorado, those campsites book out probably 6 months in advance. As soon as they open them up in January, you're only allowed to book 14 days. And even that's a lottery system, and we got to camp there for 5 months. That would be almost impossible for a normal person to be able to do.
Have you always had a free campsite wherever you've worked camp?
Yes and no. So for the most part, we did when we were in Colorado. We do here. We pay $300 a month when we're in Boost Bay, but I feel like that's nothing.
A bargain to be in that area for an entire summer at $300 a month? Sign me up.
Well, yeah, and there's only 17 sites there, so they're booked out the whole summer long, so it's like you could never get there unless you booked out in January.
They're out booked for the whole summer already. They just opened up. They're booking on the 1st of February.
I would imagine. Yeah, it is a very popular place to be, especially in Maine. It's so centrally located.
That's how we pick our summer jobs, because it's harder to find jobs in the winter. But the summer jobs, There's so many of them. So we pick like where we want to be. Oh, we want to spend some time in Colorado. Oh, we want to climb a 14er, which we did, which is awesome. Or we want to go to Acadia National Park. So we went to Maine. At some point, I want to go to the Tetons. So we'll probably find some place in Wyoming. That's how we pick our jobs, is to like cool places we probably couldn't afford to live at.
A lot of people are doing that. I guess there are two ways to do it, is to look for a place to go and then find jobs in that place, or to look for a specific job and just keep track of that and then jump when it opens.
Yeah, and it's cool. With WordCampers, you can build your resume, and we try to keep ours updated at all times. We've gotten calls from all sorts of places of people offering us jobs or wanting to talk to us. We've actually had people that jobs that we, you know, wanted, we thought we wanted, but just didn't work out, call us back the year later and ask, offer us jobs. That resource of the WordCampers has been really helpful for us.
So
and they also have want ads. So you can say, oh, I really want to be in this specific job. And you can put that out to the employers as well.
So you take advantage of the resume builder feature of the WordCamper website.
Oh, yes. Definitely. And you get an email anytime someone looks at your resume. You can see, like, whenever I update my resume, I get at least 10 to 15 in the first week of people looking at our resume.
Well, that's cool. So do you update it after every job?
I do. I was a little lazy this time around because we went to Gulf Shores and I had a job working at a restaurant. So I didn't update it until just recently, but we updated it this week and we've already gotten 10 hits.
So how does it build it? Does it ask you questions and you just fill in the responses?
It asks you like your history and what you're looking for. And then you can put in your work history as well. It also has a place for you to put some pictures. So we have a picture of ourselves and we have a dog. So we have a picture of ourselves and our dog. And then we have a picture of our truck and our rig, so people can see what they're getting.
What kind of dog do you have?
We have a German wire hair pointer, bird hunting dog.
Okay.
So he's about 55, 60 pounds.
Wow, that's a big boy. If only you could teach him to go open the gate.
He's pretty
trying to figure out how to monetize him as long as we've had him, to be honest.
He's really good. He, like, when we're at the gate, he doesn't run out. He knows that because we're constantly going in and out. So he takes care. He knows where he's supposed to be.
That's wonderful. If you had to start over your work camping experience or your RVing experience, is there anything you'd do differently?
And I would probably get a class, a Super C or a Class C or a Class A with a tow behind. As far as my rig goes, because we have a really big truck to haul. And when we're like on the East Coast, it's hard to get around and see such. It'd be nice to have a smaller vehicle. But besides that, I'm really happy with the decision that we made to go with the WordCampers website. And I'm happy with all the people that we meet. So I wouldn't change that for anything.
Is there any advice you'd give to people who are considering becoming work campers or contemplating the RV lifestyle to figure out whether it's for them or not?
Check your temperature. Make sure you're healthy. No, just kidding. I would make sure you haven't lost your mind. No, make sure that you're okay. I'm being in small spaces. Also, I feel like people that do well in the work camping or in the RV lifestyle are really good at adapting when things go wrong. Like, you can't really plan things. You can plan ahead as far as you can, but things are always going to change. The weather might change. There might be road construction. So you have to be really flexible and open to what life's going to bring you. And I would recommend, like, watching YouTube videos, watching the RVers out there that have done it before you. We did that, and it's definitely helped us. And we've had the pleasure of meeting a couple of them, and it's the same thing. Do your research.
Good advice. How can people connect with you if they'd like to ask you a question?
We have an email. It's tnuraymond2007@gmail.com.
Very good. Thank you so much for sharing your story with me today. I really appreciate it. It sounds like you guys are having a ball, which makes it even more fun. So thank you again.
Yeah, thank you. And I appreciate your podcast. I think it's a great resource, and I look forward to listening to more of them.
And just a quick plug for us. If anybody on the East Coast has a Christmas tree lot looking for a couple this fall, that'd be super awesome.
I know there are several people out there, so you'll probably get the phone to ring with that.
Thank you so much. We really appreciated talking to you.
I enjoyed speaking with Ted and Ursula Raymond today. They are certainly passionate about work camping and the RV lifestyle. They are younger than most work campers, but really had a bug to travel. After a fire destroyed their sticks and bricks home, the Raymonds opted to hit the road in search of adventure and eventually a new place to live. They started their trip on a 19-foot travel trailer, but soon upgraded to a 32-foot RV with a separate bedroom. The RV was ideal size for Raymond and Ursula to stay at national parks, which was one of their favorite travel destinations. The couple finds work camping jobs by first selecting an area of the country they'd like to explore for an extended period of time. Then they start looking for jobs in that area. They have worked several of the more lucrative work camping jobs and were actively guarding a gate in Texas when I was interviewing them. It requires a commitment to work 24 hours a day, but the job pays very well. It also means there are fewer opportunities to spend money when guarding gates, so they wind up saving for future adventures. The Raymonds sold 1,800 Christmas trees in 42 days and earned about $7,000 over that four-week period. The brewery job allowed them to collect several hundred dollars a night in tips. The Raymonds like to work hard for short periods of time, then travel and play on their way to their next positions. Ted and Ursula find wonderful jobs because she keeps their resumes updated all the time. Doing so often leads to invitations from employers who offer jobs the couple may enjoy working. She also scans every hotline newsletter when it comes out, looking for jobs that may fit their lifestyle. People can connect with Ted and Ursula by emailing them at tanduraymond2007@gmail.com. Today's episode was sponsored by WorkCamper News. With its Diamond and Platinum membership tools, WorkCamper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your WorkCamping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things WorkCamping. Being the original resource for WorkCamping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with a community of WorkCampers, and view resources compiled by experts who've been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, then a Diamond or Platinum membership is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting www.workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of Work Camper News behind you. That's all I have for this week's show. Next time, I'll be speaking with one of the staff members from the RVMH Hall of Fame in Elkhart, Indiana. Visiting the museum is well worth the stop. You'll find out why on the next episode of The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening. If you like these interviews, please consider leaving a review wherever you download the episodes.